Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 18.
This or that.
Yeah, and I know nothing more about it than you, the listener, does at the moment. So together, let's delve into this or that.
Okay, so before we start that, do we just want to do the answer to the quiz question that I posed last episode?
What was the question?
So the question was, how many dots appear on a pair of dice?
Okay, so I take the number 6 and I will do 1 plus 5, which is another 6, which is 12. 2 plus 4, which is another 6, which is 18. Plus 3 is 21. Times 2 is 42. Life, the universe, and everything.
Correct. The answer is 42.
And Louis in the comments got it right.
Well done.
Yeah.
So for next episode.
Yes.
I suppose it's still a question, but it will be list the continents from largest to smallest.
The continents?
The continents of the world.
From largest to smallest.
List them from largest to smallest.
Wow. This is something I 100% know nothing about. Geography is not my strong suit.
You could make an educated guess here.
Oh, gosh. I'm not going to ignorant myself here.
You can do it. We'll also ask Jake, because he's really good at geography.
That boy. Yeah. I was lying on Alice's bed one evening, and I was hugging Alice, and Jake and I, they were playing a game. And the game is, Jake was showing all the flags, or was being shown flags by Alice, I think it was. And he just knew all the flags of all these countries, random countries.
They did the same at my parents the other day. Alice had an app game that she was playing, which would show the flag colour, like what the flag looked like, a picture of it. And then underneath, you would know how many letters were in it.
Mm.
And you had to guess. And maybe it was a selection of letters, I think, that you could guess from. Anyway, either way, he was phenomenal. Like, he gets some of the most obscure ones.
This is what I'm saying.
I
think it was
really
a similar
good.
Thing. This was months ago. Like, he just, yeah. I don't know where he gets that from. Flags.
And in general, he's just very good at geography. So we'll ask him and see whether he gets it correct as well.
Yeah. So we missed our Tuesday this week. The household's been kind of ill. I'm not 100%. Alice got a cold. I think I got it from Alice. And I thought I was getting better 2 days ago, but then a sore throat came back with a rage. So I apologize if you hear any coughs in this episode. I will try to make them go away. But it's going to be one of those. So we're recording on Friday instead.
Yeah.
But you've been all right, because you're always all right.
I'm fine. I don't get colds, so I'm okay.
It's really annoying.
I'm lucky.
Can you get a little closer for me? Just a little bit.
Sorry. One second.
That's fine. I've never had to ask that before. It's okay.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. That's
better?
A start. Much.
Okay.
Right. So take us into this and this or that. I keep saying this and that.
Okay.
This or that.
So this or that questions I will pose to both of us and we have to answer. And you have to choose one or the other. Which do you prefer? Which would you choose?
And why?
Yeah. But okay. The idea is that you pick one quite quickly. So it's kind of your initial reaction, not a long drawn thought out. So it's what your initial thought process is.
Are any of these going to make me have to stay in the doghouse?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
I mean, I like my life, you know?
No. They're silly ones. You'll see. They're silly. They're nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Does this
important.
Dress make me look fat? Questions.
Oh, God. No.
Okay,
not.
Great.
You're fine.
Phew. It's
okay.
Friday. I haven't got time for that.
No. All right, let's start. So, playlists or podcasts?
Podcasts.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I do have playlists like on YouTube and stuff, but mm-hmm. I listen to podcasts more than I will an entire playlist.
Yeah.
Always.
But you do listen to music a lot, though.
I do. But then I'll just pick an album and do it.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to go off on a tangent about this. I recently put an album out, like a free to download album. And my friend just said, I'll just put this on random. And I went off onto him, but only jokingly, mockingly. Like, you know, as an artist, we design the order of album for a really good reason. And then you go and put it on random. Like, how very dare you? I was only joking, by the way. I wasn't serious. But it's funny, because a lot of people listen to an album randomly, not having heard it before. But if you just listen to it in the order the artist intended, you might get something different out of it. It's a whole thing.
But I think I wouldn't have known particularly to do that. So I think it's something that, unless you are in the music world, you might not know.
No, I know. I know. And I only said, look, you know, but think about why people put them in that order. There must have been a reason. I mean, maybe there aren't in some cases. But yeah, a lot of times, and particularly if it's one of those albums that's a gapless thing, so you were supposed to play it in a particular order so the sequence melts from one song to another.
Yeah.
And when you shuffle those, they do not work properly. They sound broken. So what about you, podcasts or playlists?
It definitely depends on what mood I'm in, but I would probably say podcast too. I don't even know how that's happened. I've just put my phone on airplane mode and it's still sending me...
Well, airplane mode is not do not disturb.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
I thought that would stop everything. Never mind. I would say podcast just because I do a lot of walking with the dog and things.
Yes.
And I just find it quite soothing having voices, which sounds really weird, but just the podcasts are usually the ones that I've listened to for years and years. And
it's what you know, isn't it? They become sort of friends to you in your
ears.
Exactly.
And it's just quite soothing listening. Like, I am one of those people that will sometimes listen to podcasts again and again. So like the same episodes. I don't just mean like, oh, last week's episode, I'll listen to it again and again. But sometimes I'll go right back to the beginning, particularly if they're ones that have, you know, random stories or whatever it might be.
Interesting.
Just because I find it really soothing. And for my brain that is a little bit crazy sometimes, just kind of keeps it in tune. Whereas if I'm listening to music, it gives my thoughts a chance to go and run away with themselves. So listening to the voices and the stories just kind of keeps me a bit more centered.
Grounded.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe someone listens to us in the same way. I mean, we have enough episodes now. Yeah. We're into our 8.5 hour worth of episode, which is pretty good.
Okay, so next, shoes or slippers?
It's very dependent on the situation. Right now I'm actually wearing slippers because I'm indoors and I'm cold.
Okay, so because that is a bit vague, let's take it if you were indoors, shoes or slippers? Because some people always wear shoes, whether they're indoors or outdoors.
Slippers?
Yeah.
I don't like shoes on carpet.
No.
Like, I have in my life, as far as I'm aware, never broken the shoes upstairs rule. I know sometimes the kids will run up to get something because you forgot something, you got shoes on. But I've never worn shoes upstairs, to my knowledge.
No, not in our house.
Not in our house.
No, that is true.
And I like that.
Yeah.
It's like a pointless thing.
I would say the same. Slippers in the house. Okay, next. Pork or beef?
Pork. You know my thoughts on beef.
Yeah, you're funny with beef. I do not
care for it.
Not your favourite.
But I do like a beef burger.
Like a beef burger.
But pork belly for the win.
As a vegetarian, this is not the best question for me, but previous to becoming a vegetarian, I would have said beef because my dad does the most amazing roast beef joint and roast beef, like Sunday roast dinner. So that would have been my choice.
Hmm.
Okay, next. Swimming pool or beach?
Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me. I like the sea. Yeah, but all the sand?
I don't care for the sand, but I can go in the sea and wash the sand off, kind of.
Yeah, but then you get out.
And then you got sand again.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy. But I think just the open nature of the sea being the sea is nice.
That's true.
And, like, actually, we had a good pool in France.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's a tough one.
Yeah, but you have to take your initial reaction, you see.
Yeah, so I went with
beach for you.
I went with beach.
Yeah.
Pool for you.
I think so. I always think I thought of myself as a beach person, but I actually really don't like sand. So I would enjoy going to a beach if there were, you know, sun loungers, beds that you could lie on, so you're not lying on the sand.
Yeah.
That would be fun. But otherwise, a good-sized, decent swimming pool for me.
I went to a beach that didn't have sand. It was
like a rocky beach. Yeah.
That was okay.
Yeah. But again, I mean, you know, it's fine, but it can be quite uncomfortable as well to sit on.
Mm-hmm. It was quite buoyant for some reason. The water was warm in that beach. It was very different. Mm-hmm. I think it was in Dominica. It was really
nice.
Cool. Very different. I've never been to another beach like it.
Yeah. Okay, next. Fruits or vegetables?
Veg? Yeah. I like your veg.
Yeah, you're not much of a fruit person.
No, not really.
No.
And I like particular vegetables.
Yeah, you're not much of a vegetable person either.
No, I'm not. Don't give me salads.
Oh, gosh.
You can keep the salads.
I find this one really tricky because I love both. I'd probably go for fruit, but I really do love both of them. So that's a really hard one for me.
That's the thing. Trouble with initial reactions. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, this one I know really isn't your thing, but just your initial reaction, maybe based on our experiences. Cats or dogs?
Oh, I'd do the dog. I mean, I know she can be annoying, but I can at least throw a ball at it and catch it.
Yeah.
Cats just meow at the door and annoy the crap out of me.
Yeah. And she's not your biggest fan either, to be fair.
No. Well, the feeling is very mutual.
I know. Again, I can't even...
You're a cat person. Just keep it real.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But I love all animals and I love dogs too. But yeah, I suppose I'm a cat person.
Just, you know, what you do is catness. Yeah. It's an entirely you thing.
I know.
And if you saw the downstairs bathroom, you'd agree.
That sounds, without context, very odd.
So explain it.
We have lots of pictures, various different pictures and artwork and things all over the walls in the downstairs bathroom, which is quite a small room. So I'm sort of building up a collection. They're all different sizes, different frames, like a little mini gallery of things that I love, and fun pictures. And there are a lot of cat-based ones in there.
It's a very cool place, actually.
Yeah. Room in this house.
Everyone that comes here comments on how cool our bathroom is.
Yeah. And it's always my aim to look for new things to add to it.
We may find a lot on the cruise.
That would be fun.
You could buy all the ones we find that you like.
Yeah, definitely.
From all over the world.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Keep an eye out. We'll get the kids to keep an eye out too.
Yeah. Okay, next. Summer or winter?
Summer. I'm sick of this cold.
Yeah, but you say that now, and then in the summer when
I'm sick of the hot
40 degrees...
I'm a Brit. I'm allowed to complain about each and every other thing when it's happening.
Okay, fair enough.
You?
I would say winter.
All right.
Because you can warm up when you're cold. There are things you can do. But when you're really, really hot, it's really hard to cool down.
But there's that nice intermediary stage in the summer.
Yeah, and that's lovely. Like
boilification.
Spring and autumn, great. But that's not the question.
Yeah.
Summer or winter?
But summer doesn't have to mean 40 degrees. It can mean...
No, but on those days when it does...
26.
It's unbearable.
Yeah, agreed.
Whereas winter, I can, you know, it can be a bit dark and depressing.
And even having the oven on kills
when you have a lovely, crisp winter day, and it's sunny and cold and frosty, I love it.
That's actually
nice. You can get all cozy inside, lots of jumpers.
Yeah, that's nice. Like that. I can't deny that.
I mean, maybe by March, I might change my mind. But for now.
You know what? I think this question is actually very interesting because what if you asked it during the other extreme of temperature? Maybe you'd change your mind. Maybe you wouldn't, actually.
No.
Because it'd still be hot.
Yeah. If we were in the extreme. I don't like being really, really hot.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I like going on a holiday when it's warm and that's fine. But being in London, and lots of people say this, they say that we as Londoners complain about the heat, but then they come from hot countries and say that London heat is a different ball game. It's oppressive and horrible and
it's obnoxious.
It's just not nice. So I'll stick with my choice of winter.
I want to hear everybody's thoughts on these this or that in the comments too.
Okay, yes. Ready for the next one?
I am.
Cash or card?
Card.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't carry cash anymore. I think had it been sort of a, 2008-09 kind of question? Maybe.
Maybe even just pre-COVID.
Even then.
The demise of cash has really been a lot since
I try not to carry COVID. Cash at all.
No, I rarely do, to be fair.
It's become a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Text.
Oh, you didn't say.
Oh, card. Sorry.
Ah.
Because partly also, I always worry that what if I don't have the right amount of cash?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would just be so embarrassing for me to have done a load of shopping and then get to the till and not have the right amount of cash on me. So
this
I would just.
To us in the Netherlands.
Did it?
We went to a supermarket in the Netherlands. We didn't realize they didn't accept our
cards. They didn't accept our cards from abroad. Yeah, that was, yeah, really embarrassing.
We had to go outside, go to an ATM.
And then come back.
And come back.
Oh,
never
was,
again.
I do remember that now. But yeah, so card for me always. Okay, so the next one is text or call.
Text. Definitely. I have a thing. The older I've gotten, the less I want people to call me.
Yes.
And I know it makes me a grumpy old geezer. And no. I will fully profess to being one. But please don't call without making an appointment. I know how that sounds. I'm serious. No, I hate it. I didn't.
But maybe
used to.
Just a text first to just say, are you busy? Are you free?
That's fine. But just being called, I really genuinely have a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing I think makes me quite anxious. And it's weird.
I just don't particularly like talking to most people on the phone. There is obviously the exception. So like I'll
Some
talk
of them
to you
are listening
on the phone.
To you now.
No, I know, and that's why I'm making the exception. I will talk to you on the phone. I will talk to my sister and my mum and my best friend Kelly. But that's it. I mean, to be honest, I don't know many other people. But unless you are one of those four people, I would really rather we just text. Because I just get so flustered on the phone if it's not somebody that I am really, really comfortable with. And then I feel like I need a moment to think about what I'm going to say in response. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And also, most of the time, when people do just randomly call, I'm probably doing something.
That's true. You're more likely to be busy.
Musically. And yeah. it takes me out the flow.
Yeah.
If you text, I can answer when I'm ready to. Mm. A call is quite, it's weirdly intrusive. People don't seem to think that way.
Yeah.
But I feel like it is. I don't like being intruded upon.
No, I know.
I think it's the musician's mindset kind of thing.
Yeah. Could be.
By the way, props to your sister. I'm wearing the Strunjcast t-shirt right now.
You are?
I love it. Yeah. It's very comfy and it's broad enough for my shoulders. Really warm and comfortable.
Okay, next. Dine in or dine out?
Ooh. I'm a homebody, so yeah, dining in is perfectly fine. But if you're on holiday, dine out.
Yeah, I think the odd occasion it is really nice, and when we go out, we have a nice time. But actually,
but going
out,
you've actually got to get there. You've got to pay to get there.
It's a whole faff.
It's a whole thing.
We are much more comfortable at home if we're going to, you know, do something nice, have a takeaway or whatever, and then you can just relax at home. You don't have to have all of that hassle of going.
So you're an innie, not an outie.
Yes.
Welcome to Severance.
Definitely.
Right.
Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Yeah?
I love waffles. I mean, I love your pancakes too.
Why don't you
too.
Tell them about that nice place that we're going to go to again with the kids?
That sounds super dodgy. But yeah, I love me waffles. We're going to a pancake house. We went there for my birthday last year. I introduced you guys to it.
Mm-hmm.
It got introduced to me by Tim, a friend of mine from Native Instruments. Very cool guy. But they do the most exquisite pancakes. So,
do
you
remember
know,
what it's called?
My Old Dutch.
That's it.
Yeah. And it's in Holborn.
So nice.
I'm ready to go back there.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to take you there for lunch.
We said half term.
Yep.
We are there.
And Charlotte, if you want to come too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, she'll be off.
Yeah.
Off work, so.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Something to look forward to through the long, long January.
Oh, it's horrible. January's the worst month, I think.
It is long.
I do not enjoy it.
Lots of people get quite down and depressed in January, don't they?
Yeah, and then this dry January.
All that excitement and everything for Christmas, and then suddenly, bang, it's done.
It's a high to a low, isn't it? Massive peak to trough, and that's it. There's nothing to kind of take
you down. And it just does feel like it lasts forever.
It does.
Even though it's, you know, not any longer than a few of the other months, it just feels like it goes on and on. I feel like once January's out of the way, the rest of the year just flies by.
Yep. It's because we have a long month with the shortest month in.
Yeah, and then by the time March comes, you're like, oh my gosh, we're in spring, that's it. Like, it's, you're in a very different place then.
For sure.
And I feel like because we're on a countdown for our summer holiday.
Yep.
It's like.
And I'm also on the countdown for Belgium. So
yeah?
I've got two
We've
big
got,
countdowns.
Yeah, things to look forward to.
And I shall be dining out a lot, I think.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Go on then.
Love or money?
Love. money is just so transitory. You can have a load of it one day, you can lose it all the next day, but if you have love, as long as you don't do anything stupid, you won't lose it overnight.
No, I totally agree.
Sappy side coming out.
What are you going to do? How are you going to enjoy yourself with tons of money, but no one there with you?
Yeah.
Or not anybody important anyway.
There'll be a lot of hanger-ons, and that's all you'll get. People that just remember who you are when they find out you've got loads of cash to sling around.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I used to be your neighbour when you were in grade school. Come on. Yeah, no, you're all right.
Next, sweet or salty?
Ooh. It depends what it is, but that's a hard one. That's maybe harder than all the others. You go first. I've always gone first.
Well, I like both. I definitely do. But I would probably say sweet. Like, if you imagine when you go out for a meal, which we obviously don't do very often because we just stated. But when you look at the dessert menu and people have, it's like that sweet or savory, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, people might have a dessert, like a chocolate pudding or, I don't know, crumble or ice cream, whatever it might be. And then you've got the cheese board. Which are you more likely to choose?
Sweet in that case.
Yeah.
But I was thinking maybe salty would be like a great meal as opposed to a dessert. So it's tough.
I don't know if it's necessarily just a dessert or something.
I suppose if it had been sweet or savory, then it would pick savory.
Okay, like cookie, one of your cookies or crisps.
Yeah.
Which would you lean towards more?
Probably cookie.
Well, there you go.
So
probably a sweet tooth.
Sweet times two?
I think so.
Fair enough.
Lunch or dinner?
Dinner.
Yeah.
It's bigger. Can enjoy it for longer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Although the pancake place makes you feel like you're having lunch and dinner in one. So
that is definitely true.
It does just depend on what you end up with.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would probably say dinner too. So you tend to try and have a smaller lunch.
Yeah, so you can hold it in for dinner.
I know the answer to this, but pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Yeah. I think that's the same for both of us.
Yeah. I mean, I love a good pasta.
Definitely.
Pizza is where it's at a lot of the time.
Yeah. You can't beat a really good pizza.
No.
I know that that's one of the things that Alice is super excited about. I know we keep harping on about this cruise, and I'm sorry if you guys get really bored about hearing it. But she did say that she was really excited when we go to Italy to have Italian pizza and pasta. That's her.
Yeah, well.
Her goal. Yeah, enjoy the pizza because you like pizzas that have barbecue sauce and lots of different meats.
That actually means something.
But that's not authentic. It's not authentic pizza from Italy.
It is to me.
No, it's not. You're talking about a much more Americanized pizza. It's completely different.
It's a meat pizza.
No, it's different. You can have the pasta dish then when we go out.
Yeah, I might. I might have to. In fact, I will.
Yeah.
Screw the pizza in Italian pizza.
There you go.
Not doing it.
Not a child at all.
No.
Fiction or non-fiction?
Which one?
Fiction or non-fiction?
Fiction. I actually find non-fiction quite dull. And I think probably because you can't fake anything. Like, stuff happens and it just happens. There's nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, maybe sometimes, like, you know, when a mother lifts a massive car off of a baby because she's just in the moment and the adrenaline kicks in. But honestly, non-fiction can be kind of dull.
Yeah, I guess it depends on...
I do like a good autobiography.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, when I was a teenager, I really enjoyed reading autobiographies.
I did listen recently to Tom Baker's autobiography. Yeah. Found it on YouTube. Actually, Louis sent it to me. And that was very interesting. Mm. Of course, that's non-fiction. It's very good. But as a rule...
Yeah, I would say fiction too. Like, if you think... I know I watch more TV than you do, but even that... I would say we watch much less non-fiction, like documentaries and stuff like that. We don't. You watch some.
Yeah.
But on the whole.
That's true, actually, because I did watch a really good non-fiction documentary just a couple of days ago.
You did.
On the BBC about 7/7. That was interesting. Deeply moving.
Yeah.
Made me cry a little bit.
But you enjoyed watching it. And I mean that in a you know.
I liked learning about my city. Yeah. Like, it was our version of 9/11. It was very deep, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, I'm just trying to find ones that are actually definitely appropriate to us. because there's extra sleep or little sleep. And I think that's a little bit obvious. Always after more sleep.
You say that. Mm. For me, though, I can't sleep a long time anymore. I don't know if I ever really could. I, for example, tend to sleep 5 to 6 hours.
But you wouldn't choose little sleep.
No. I would choose to have enough sleep.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think... I know that the so-called standard is 8 hours. But I can't remember the time I got 8 hours straight. I always wake up in the night at least once or twice.
Yeah.
Without fail. I don't know the last time I didn't.
No.
So, that's the thing.
Yeah. For me, always extra sleep.
Extra sleep.
It's always needed.
Which you never get.
No. Sadly.
So about one last one. Really good one.
Really good one.
If you can find it.
Okay. This is more appropriate for you than me, but we'll go with it.
Go on then.
Sausage or bacon?
Bacon. Not going to lie.
Okay.
It's all about the bacon.
There you go then. I don't eat either.
All the vegetarian bacon options are crap.
Oh, I haven't even tried it because it just looks awful. I don't mind. Actually, there are some brands of vegetarian sausages, so I'll go for the sausage.
See, you can do.
Yeah. So there we go.
I tell you what, though, in the 90s, when vegetarian meat options were far less impressive than they are now, in boarding school, a couple of times, someone would cook this vegetarian bacon option. And I can only liken it to the smell of hot spit.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious.
That sounds vile.
I'm not recommending anybody try this at home. But if you or a friend ever spits on an arga, that is the smell of vegetarian bacon in the 90s. Don't do this.
Like that hot breath smell?
It was foul. And the fact that anybody put that in their mouths just always offended my sensibilities. Yeah. Hot vegetarian bacon. I don't know what they were aiming for, but it certainly wasn't what my mind envisaged it to be.
Mm.
So that kind of put me off even wanting to go near it, even today. Like, I can still smell it.
Gross. Well, I've never bought it, so you won't be smelling it here.
No, but we have had good vegetarian options like the corn nuggets, the good sausages. Yeah, definitely. But of course, now, sausage wrapped in bacon, best of both worlds.
Well, yes.
Have my cake and eat it.
Christmas Day, pigs in blankets.
Look, I would have that not just on Christmas. I'd be happy to have that all year round.
Yeah.
Because I'm just that way inclined. But yeah, there we are. The end of another episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any comments and if you have any thoughts on these, this or that, let us know.
Or if you have any others for us.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I didn't think about that.
Send in your this or that so that we could answer.
I'd like to do another episode of these because these are interesting. They make you stop and think right in the moment. So yeah, as always, thanks for listening. And if you haven't already, please do like and subscribe. And I hate saying that, but you know, it's got to be done. Wherever you listen, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the works. It all helps the algorithm. Okay. And one last thing, if you don't mind, do tell us about the very odd Ring doorbell incident that didn't happen to us because we don't have one the other day.
This I saw on a TikTok video. So
it's
I have
funny.
To, yes. A burglar comes up to the door of a person's house and tries the doorknob, rattles it a few times, trying to work out if they can get in. And through this is being viewed through the Ring doorbell. And the owner comes through the Ring doorbell and says, "Hello, Mr. Burglar. Would you like to come in for a tickle fight?" And the burglar absolutely wets himself and runs off as fast as his legs can carry him.
I think that is what anybody needs to say to a burglar that they can catch on camera from now on.
Yes.
Because it's so creepy.
Yeah.
And I have a friend, he would probably say the same thing. Okay, bye-bye.